Liprado saka shanamantis. Urana mandala bradakate yasananana. Father Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you all honor and glory for all you have done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the fifth episode in the Love Series. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that this topic is very sensitive. This episode is very sensitive. And Lord, help us to understand this. Give us the grace to be able to gulp in the message that you'll be sharing in this episode. I know it's very sensitive. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We rebuke all form of lust and destruction. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Good evening, everyone. And I welcome you to the fifth episode of the Love Series with Evangelist Global Gospel. I purposefully asked the media not to mix any audio instrumental. Remember, in the first four episodes, you have been hearing music background. I asked the media team of this ministry not to mix any audio background. I asked this because I want you all to be able to get everything I will say in this episode, because this is very sensitive. This is a very sensitive episode, and it is the most interesting. It is the most interesting topic ever discussed in human history. The most interesting topic ever discussed, the most interesting thing ever spoken about, the most interesting thing on social media, the most interesting thing about humanity, the most interesting and most sensitive part of humanity that many people fail to understand is what I'll be talking about this evening. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. In today's episode, I will be talking about sex. And that is why I said that all who participate in this series must be up to 16 years and above. Because this series is talking about love, talking about marriage, talking about lust, talking about courtship, talking about sex, and talking about sexual sins. You know, the topic of sex is excluded from different churches, and I understand why most ministers don't talk about sex on pulpit. It is because the church is universal, and maybe the church have a virtual community. You see, when people from all over the world watch, and children can also watch church service with their parents. You see, most churches, children attend church. And because children are present in the church, the minister is afraid to teach such kind of sensitive topic. And because of that, and even most parents frown at the topic and are shy to teach this to their children. They are shy of letting their children know. You see, unfortunately, those children stumble on the information. They stumble on the knowledge of sex. Either way, so we should not hide this from them any longer. We should teach this in the way that they'll be able to carry it as they grow. But they should not be completely ignorant of this. Hello? You know, our children, from when the child clocks 13, we should start teaching the child about sexual orientation, what to do, what not to do, teach the child about puberty. Because one thing I understand is that the child is built to adapt to anything the child comes across in life. And that is why if you don't teach the child about sex, the child will stumble on this information. And since you are very shy and repulsive about this, even if the child is having issues as regards sex, he will not tell you. She will not tell you. I want to let you know the painful truth that most children outside, most children know much about sex than even we parents. Now, I am not a parent for now, but I said we parents because by the grace of God, I lead a congregation. By the grace of God, I lead a ministry and I'm like a father to all of you. Now, watch this. God is saying that we parents should start teaching our children. Give the children based on the information they should carry. Sex is like food. You need to give them in bits, especially the ones that are still young. Now, the fact that a baby is young does not mean that you don't give him food. But because the child cannot chew much, you have to give him little to the size the child can handle. And the size that his system can digest. I don't know if you understand. So also is the topic of sex. We should teach the child as the child learns, you see, as the child knows about this. You see, we should not be excluding this. If God Almighty programmed human beings, if God Almighty, I want to let you know that God is the creator of sex. And if God created the ability for sex, if God created that activity called sex, if God programmed us as human beings, programmed animals, programmed plants to reproduce and programmed all the living things that he created to have sex, then that means that it's not a topic that we should ignore. Because if we ignore this, the devil may capitalize on our ignorance and our shyness and institute a kind of havoc in the children's minds and in their ideology that will make the children very, very lustful and make our children to become sex miscreants. This is what we see in our society. I personally told the media not to mix this message with any instrumental so that you would listen to every bit of word that I will say clearly. Because what I'm about to say is very sensitive and I believe by the grace of the Almighty God that God will enable us to understand this. In the name of Jesus. This is the fifth episode in the Love series. And I want to talk about sex today. Now, the three topics we'll be dealing in this episode are: what is sex according to the scriptures, qualifications for sex, and implications of sex. Now, I start this episode with a saying that sex is for everybody, but the knowledge of sex should be taught to everybody, but is per time. The Bible talks about time for everything. Everyone, if you must reproduce, it is a law that you must pass through sex to reproduce. That is, if you want to reproduce through the normal procedure. But if we don't understand what sex is all about, we will start be distracted. And that means that our lives will be destroyed because we do not understand the subject of sexual intercourse. I'll start with a scripture and we will be reading the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And it's not something that I will read all, but I will just read some few verses so that you will get to understand what I'm talking about. This is a big topic in the body of Christ. And if we do not answer this, then the body of Christ is in trouble. We will be reading the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I want to read from verse 1. Get your Bible. And you can feel free to pause this message so that you will be able to understand and be able to follow me as I read through the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 from verse 1 I read. Now concerning the things whereof he wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempts you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man had his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. I've read to you verse 7, and let's go, verse 8. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, and for it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married I command, yea, not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. But if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any man called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. And that called being a servant, care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that had obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that it is good for the present distress, I say, that it is good for a man so to be. Are thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loose. Are thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. But if thou marry, thou hast not seen, and if a virgin marries, she hath not seen. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh. But I spare you. But this day I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not,
and they that buy as though they possess not. And they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. But I will have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. For he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend unto the Lord without distraction. But if any man think that he behaved himself uncomely towards his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age, and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinned not. Let them marry. Nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but had power over his own will, and had so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, doeth well. So then, he that giveth her in marriage doeth well, but he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth, but if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I thank you, those who stayed throughout the reading. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Paul gives an exposition here in the scriptures concerning marriage, concerning sex, concerning divorce, concerning virginity. And I want to say this. Sex is sacred, more sacred than just skin on skin. Sexual intercourse is more sacred and holy. Sex is more of a spiritual thing than a physical activity. Sex is more of a spiritual activity than physical activity. Hello? Sex is more of a spiritual exercise than a physical one. You see, sex is beneficial even for the spirit. But sex sometimes destroys the spirit. That's why I say that sex is more of a spiritual exercise than a physical one. Now let me explain this. Sex deals with contact. Sex deals with interpersonal relationship. Sex deals with a transfer in the realm of the spirit. Sex is like a portal through which life is transferred, through which spirits are transferred. Get my point? Because it is through sex that a man sends life to the wife. Now, what is the life that he sends? The sperm. The Bible says the sperm is the life, because it's the spermatozoa that fertilizes the oviduct and the ovary of the egg in the woman that brings forth pregnancy and which birth forth a human being. Hello? And so, sex, we should understand sex according to scriptures. This is the first thing I'll be dealing with. What is sex according to the scriptures? I said what I'm handling is very heavy and very sensitive. Sex according to the scriptures. Now, sex according to the scriptures is a spiritual exercise. Number one. Number two, sex is something that only mature people do. Number three, sex is something that only benefits those who are aware of the implications. That means you should not ignorantly go into sex.
You see, when God told me about sex last year, 2021, I was very afraid. See, that lecture made me afraid. I believe most of you need this kind of lecture. After that lecture, I swore to myself. I made a vow with myself that I will not by any means see the nakedness of a woman till I get married. I said to myself that let my first sexual experience be in marriage, because there is much danger to sex outside marriage, and that one we'll be dealing today. I'm not going to teach you how to caress. I'm not coming to teach you how to caress and turn a girl on and turn a man on. I'm not teaching you on what they call sex styles or whatever. I'm coming to teach you the spiritual implications of sex. I want to teach you what sex means in the realm of the spirits. Sex is a transfer. Most of you are sweating right now. Sex is a transfer. It's an activity that involves the transfer of life. Sex is an activity that involves the transfers of destinies. Transfer of spirits. Spirits can be contacted and distributed through sex. Hello. That is why getting married have to be more spiritual than carnal. We see sex as a carnal something, but in reality, there is nothing in this world that has no connection with the realm of the spirits. We should understand that. Most young people have been destroyed because of sex. Sex affects even your finances. Hello? I want to better let you clear. Now, after this lesson, most men will learn how to respect their wives. Hello? Most men will learn why they need not to beat their wives. After this thing, most women will learn why they ought to respect their husbands. After this episode, most youths will learn why they need to stay away from premarital sex. Hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this. What is sex according to scriptures? The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Bible says there is more to sex than skin on skin. There is more to sex than man on top of a woman. There is more to sex than that. Sex is a spiritual exercise. Sex is something, is an exchange. It's like a trade in the realm of the spirits, where destiny's life are exchanged. Hello? So, we need to understand better what we are talking about. Hallelujah. Watch this. And there are spirits that are responsible for anything that revolves around sex. There are spirits that are responsible for that. There are so many demons that are responsible for anything that concerns sexual intercourse. There are demons in charge. So, to let you know that this matter of sex is very serious. Now, sex is a portal. Sex is a covenant. You never knew that? Let me explain that area. That sex is a covenant. Now watch this. When you get married, when you want to live with a lady, and you make a promise to be with her, God doesn't see that serious. You marry her, God doesn't see that serious. You can marry her and dump her tomorrow. But when God knows that it is serious, that this man is serious, this woman is serious, the two of them are serious about this thing, is when the two of them have sex. Sex is a covenant of blood. There are three witnesses: the water, the spirit, and the blood. Now, the witness to this covenant is blood. Hello? This is about blood transfer. Now, blood spills. Remember, now why a lady was built in such a way that at the time when she is this virgin, there's an outpouring of blood. We think that it's just hymenal discharge. It's just hymen. No. That's the way science explains it. This is biblical explanation. The Bible says that blood. That was it, and blood flew, and the covenant was enacted. Hello? Now watch this. When that happens, at that instance, God has joined the both of you together. And not only God can join people through sex. Listen, demons have actually joined people to themselves through sex. Means that if you sleep with a lady as a young man in the realm of the spirit, the two of you are one. Listen. That is why the lady now has a say in your life. Hello. That is why the lady has a say in your life. Because there's something in you that you have deposited in her. There is something in her that she has deposited in you. So you have a say in her life, and she has a say in your life. Praise God. Now, this is the first time in my life I have ever thought about this topic to a global audience. But I want to state this clear. Maybe you are in America, and maybe the country where you are currently hearing me from, they trade sex for currency. Maybe you are in a country right now as we speak, that in the country you trade, in the country sex is a currency. Maybe in the country where you are hearing me from, maybe you are in the Western world, the Eastern world, the Northern world, the Southern world, the Central world, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice. Maybe in your country, sex is so rampant, prostitution is so rampant. I am aware that in so many countries in Africa, in America, in Europe, in Australia, in Asia, I am aware that in those countries, most countries of the world have legalized prostitution, have legalized abortion, has legalized homosexualism, has legalized lesbianism, has legalized prostitution. Most countries of the world, they have legalized prostitution. They even have robot brothels. A brothel where the prostitutes are robots. Robot prostitutes. Hello. And most people think they are wise because they produce condoms now, and they use condoms. You see, condoms might protect you from unwanted pregnancy. It will not protect you from unwanted demon. Get it clear. Condoms can protect you from unwanted pregnancy, but it will never protect you from unwanted demon. Maybe you are a youth hearing me and you are under temptation. There are temptations everywhere. Listen to me. I'm giving you strength and courage this evening. Never make that mistake of having premarital sex. It's dangerous. It is very dangerous. Amen. Sex is a spiritual transfer. Now let me tell you what happens during sex. In the realm of the spirit, a covenant has been signed. The two of you have been bonded together. And there is a transfer. There is a joining together of destinies. There's a joining together of destinies. Means the two of you share one destiny together now. Means maybe the lady was supposed to be a doctor and the man was supposed to be a pastor and they're married. Once they have sex, this is what happens. Their destinies come together. Their destinies come together. What does that mean? That means that both them, but that their destinies are shared by the two of them. Any of them can actually be different. Haven't you noticed that the wife of a pastor will always minister in the church? The wife of a pastor will always have that tendency to minister as a pastor herself. Have we not asked ourselves why? Maybe the wife of a pastor will have that tendency to minister in the church, to preach and to minister as though she were a pastor. Maybe she was not called into ministry. Maybe she was called to be a businesswoman. But because she has been joined unto a man of God and have signed that covenant through sexual intercourse, they share the same destiny. Means that every possibility for her to minister as a pastor and to still do business means as a human being, you now share two destinies. This is what happens in the realm of the spirits. That is why you need to understand the person that you are getting married to. And I'm not speaking to sexual intercourse after the concept of marriage. If you get married to an idiot and you sleep with the idiots, invariably you will share the destiny of an idiot with your glorious destiny. So this is where it gets critical. Hello. Sexual intercourse is the process of seed. There is a fertilization in the realm of the spirit. Whether you believe it or not, something leaves you when you have sex. And something enters you. Yes. Something leaves you and something enters you. You don't remain the same after sexual intercourse. You don't remain the same. Hey, don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Because you can use contraceptive, you don't remain the same after sexual intercourse. You are no more the same. Amen. You are no more the same after intercourse. In the next episode and the last episode, we'll be talking about sexual sins. But before I go to the perversion of the original thing, let me deal with the main thing. Praise the Lord. And I believe you are hearing me clearly because there's no mix here. I purposely wanted to leave this message raw so that you understand something. All right. Now, you need to understand this. The first question on our list was, what is sex according to scriptures? Let us read. We'll read a couple of scriptures because you need to take down some notes. Write 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Write it down. These are some scriptures you will reflect on. Alright? First Corinthians chapter 7. Alright? And let us also read Proverbs chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. Write it down. Proverbs chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. Let's read that scripture. Proverbs 5 verse 18 to 19. God has much in store for us in this episode. Proverbs chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. Now watch this. Let's read. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why would thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Alright? The Bible lets us to understand in this scripture that sex can quench hunger. Hello? Sex can quench hunger. Sex can quench thirst. Sex can quench cold. So it can be a ready solution for some basic necessities. At your spare time, go read these scriptures because time is not on our side. Read the entire book of Song of Solomon, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 3, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 1 to 7, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1 to 9. In your spare time, go read those scriptures. You better understand sex, understand marriage. Alright? So let us get to the next on the list. Qualifications for sex. Like every other thing in life, sex has qualifications. Like every other thing in your life. Remember, to be married, you must be qualified. There are some criteria you must meet to be able to get married. Remember that. To be able to have a job, there must be qualifications. Right, to be a child of God, there must be qualifications. Right, to enter heaven, there must be qualifications. So even for sex, you must be qualified for it. You don't just run into sex. You don't just go into it. You must. There are some criteria you must meet. Number one, I want to share with you some qualifications for sexual intercourse. Number one, the two of you must be mature enough. Sex is not for children. Sex is not a ritual. It's not for children. Hello? You must be mature. Number two. Qualification for sex. Number two. The two of you must be married. That is the paramount. Now, number one. Now, the maturity here is sexually mature. I'm not speaking of age. I'm speaking of sexual maturity. You must be sexually matured in knowledge about the concept and in your body. Are you matured enough? We'll soon be talking about the implications of sex, but let me give you one, be qualified for it. Your body must be matured enough to handle sex. To handle the processes before, in, and after sex. Your body must be mature enough to contain it. If a small child is raped, you know that if a small child is raped, it brings problems to the child. It brings health problems. You know why? Because the child's body is not mature enough to carry sex. So you must be mature enough, knowledgeable enough about the concepts. Number three, you must understand what you are doing. You don't just jump into sex. You must understand what you are doing. The two of you must understand. You must be fully aware. You must be fully aware of what you are going into and the implications that follow. Man, you must be fully aware that after sleeping with your wife, you have to care for her for 9 months and you have to take care of a new child. So you have to be aware of what you are doing. Oh. You don't just do it blindly because of lust or because of the way your wife is or because of the physical attributes of your wife. Then you just fell into lust and sleep with your wife and your wife is pregnant and you're not looking for a way to abort. You must understand what you are doing. You must be understanding so that you'll be able to determine if you are capable of handling the implications of it before you even go into it. I myself, as an evangelist, I understand the concept of sex. And I know that I don't have what it takes to bear the implications that follow. That's why, that's one of the reasons I will continue to be a virgin until I am mature enough, get married, before I ever think of that. Before the thought crosses my mind. Now, any thought about sex that crosses my mind, I instantly rebuke it. Why? Because I'm not ready. You must be ready to face the task that follow. You must be ready to face it. Because that sex is not a one-time event. It's a sequence. After the activity, there are other activities that follow it. After the act of sex, there are other activities that happen when you are not there. So you have to be ready enough to cater for it. Hello. Hello. Understand this. Understand this. Number four, the two of you have to agree. Number one, I said that the two of you have to be matured enough. All right. Number two, I said you have to be married. Number one, for those who are not, maybe number one, I said you have to be matured enough in knowledge and in your body. Number two, you have to be married. Number three, you have the two of you who want to go into this activity must understand what you are doing and understand the implications of it. Understand what follows next and see if you two are capable of handling it. Oga, check your pocket. If there's no money, if you have no money to take care of a new child, if you are struggling to take care of yourself and your wife, or God, if anyhow it is scratching you, hold it. Anyhow it is scratching you, wait. Don't go and do what will give you depression. After you enjoy yourself, then you get depressed. Because when you hear that she's pregnant, you faint. Because you know that there's no money. Oga, if you are struggling to take care of your wife, sir, calm down. Anya is holding you. Rebuke it. Cast it out. So I will not kill you. Madam, if you have checked and there's no money in the house, you people are struggling to sip garri, or the two of you are struggling financially or materially, you guys don't have anything at home, you guys are still struggling with a few clothes and a few stove and the few trousers and shirt and one bucket, you guys are still struggling with two bathroom slippers, madam, don't kill your husband before his time. Even if he's disturbing you, explain to him, let him know that he doesn't have money, that he doesn't have the money to take care of what you follow. That's why you don't agree to it. Please, let us understand what we are doing. Number four, the two of you must agree. You see, sex must not be forced. If not, there will be consequences. There will be consequences to sex that is forced upon. That's why rape is very dangerous. Hello? Why? Because when someone is raped, number one, you have health issues, both the male and female. Number two, God can kill you. Hello? The two of you must agree. The Bible says we enjoy. The Bible says let the man enjoy himself with the wife of his youth. The Bible says let her breast be drink for him. The Bible says that let the wife enjoy and let them fill themselves with their love. It means that let the two of them be happy while doing it. It should not be forced upon. The two of you should not be angry. When the two of you are angry, don't even think of going into it. If one person is angry, don't even try forcing sex on someone. But because she's the wife, because she's the weaker vessel, you force yourself on her. Don't fight. It has grave consequences. Number one of those grave consequences is that you as the man may lose your finances. Number two of the grave consequences, you as the man might come under a curse from God. Now, since it's not agreed, you'll be struggling, and it can happen that you spill your sperm on the ground, and God can kill you because you just wasted life. Sperm is life. I told you before. The Bible says, El, there's a man called El. Is it El or E or something like that? Yes, El, E-L, that was his name in the Bible. The Bible said that his brother had a wife. And in the tradition of Israel, when your brother has a wife and dies without having a child, you have to bear a child with his wife and name him after his name so that his name will not be cut off. So, where his wife, his brother died, he had to take the wife in. And he was afraid to have a child that would be named after the brother. So, it's A. So, he slept with her, but spilled the sperm on the ground. The Bible says that God got angry and killed him because he just wasted life. It's better you didn't sleep with her. It's better you ran away than to kill, because those sperms that you have thrown away were human beings. They are human beings because it's those sperms that grow into complete human beings. So you just killed people. That's why I keep on warning people who commit fornication and think they want to use condoms. I've been warning so many boys who go to prostitute houses, and when they are done with whatever they are doing, they drop their condom sacks and go. You know what's happening to you? Listen, those prostitutes, especially here in Nigeria, those prostitutes, I'm very sorry if you're in Nigeria, but please, I must speak the truth. Most people, when they are done with that, most of the prostitutes take those condoms and sell to ritualists. Hello? So, don't know, and those things can, they are selling your destiny. They are selling your future. They are selling your children. Listen, listen. That is why all these men that think they want to sleep with girls and run away. You are putting yourself into trouble. Oh, guys, hear it. Hear it. I am a man like you. Hear it for once. Hear the truth. Oh, you guys are like sleeping with girls and breaking their hearts. It's trouble that you are calling. Oh, it's problem that you are knocking on the door. Because when God finds you, because if that girl says anything and lays any curse, my brother, that curse will stand. You know why? Because a part of you is in her, and she can, and she has a link through the contact and through what you have that is in her. She can send a curse literally through the spirit realm and meet you. Bros. So, the two of you have to be extremely very careful. Very careful. Very careful with this thing. It's dangerous. Sex is dangerous. It can bring pleasure, but it's also deadly. You don't understand the implications. And the final thing on our list, implications of sex. You need to know what sex brings. Number one, implication of sex. Write it down. If you are writing. Number one implication of sex is spirit transfer. Transfer of spirit. When the lady have sex with you, she puts part of her in you. You put part of you in her. Transfer of spirit. Hallelujah. For each time you have sex, you deposit part of you in someone. Hello? That is why if the girl you are sleeping with is a witch, I pity you. If the man you are sleeping with is a wizard, I pity your future. Hello? Watch this. The second implication of sex is the start of a new life. The emergence of a human being. So after sexual intercourse, the process of a new person coming into this world have just started. And so, after sex, just know that if the two of you are fertile and the two of you don't have issues, after sex, just start preparing money. A great man of God shared a story that before him and his wife make love, they will calculate their finances if it can last them until the child is born. If you can be able to take care of the wife until the child is born, they look at their finances, then they will consider, no, we should not have it. We don't have enough money. So before you sleep with your wife or sleep with your husband, check your pocket. If your pocket is empty, my brother, don't try it. Depression will kill you. That's why most of our fathers in those days, you can understand, most of you hearing me, that so most times your father will shout over the little, the child is sick, the father starts shouting. The child needs money, the father starts shouting. Have I not provided enough? Is the child not having enough? The father starts shouting. What kind of child is this? You know why the father is shouting? Because he doesn't have money to take care of you. The question is, then why did he sleep with your mother? Hello? No, we should understand this thing very clear. Praise God. Alright. The next implication is transfer of blessings and curses. Transfer of blessings and curses. Transfer of blessings and curses. Now let me explain this. In sexual intercourse, either, now if I, maybe I am an evangelist, now as I am an evangelist now, in the future I get married, and I sleep with my wife. No, all, you see, the blessings of God on my life will be transferred to her. I mean, she is a partaker of my blessing. Hello? That means if God has blessed me like to be great as he has blessed me, means she share in my blessing. Get it clear. Hello? Means you transfer of blessings. That does not mean that all your blessings will go to her. It means she takes part in every spiritual pronouncement that is on your life. If God has pronounced it to be a millionaire, even if she was born, even if she was a papania, even if your wife came from a poor family, because you are blessed, your blessing is transferred to her through sex. Understand this. Now, if the person you are sleeping with is full of curses, that's why I tell most ladies who like sleeping with criminals, with drunkards, who like sleeping with thieves, sleeping with fraudsters because they have money. Madam, you are inheriting upon yourself. You are transferring, you are collecting curses here and there. Because a fraudster, just because he is rich, you go and become his girlfriend. You start sleeping with him because of money. Madam, the curses that people have laid on that boy, it has been transferred to you. The curses that people have laid on that boy, you partake in it. Means if the boy was caused to die young, madam, you will die young. Even though you were originally destined to live long, but because you have transferred untimely death through sex, you will die young. This was the implications. Transfer of spiritual varieties. The next one, transfer of spiritual varieties. Transfer of grace. How is it that the man is a minister of God? The man can prophesy. The wife can prophesy. And I don't know if you have been seeing this kind of things. Where the man is a tongues machine. The man can speak with other tongues. The man is an expert in speaking in tongues. And the wife is following him. In that kind of anointing. They share the same anointing. You know why? For every time the pastor has slept with his wife, he transferred anointing upon his wife. Understand it. Understand it clearly. Hello? These are some of the implications of sex. So, brethren, we all need to better understand what we are dealing with. We have to better understand what we are dealing with. Sex is not a moi-moi game. I've told you before that sex is not something you play with. Are you hearing me? Sex is not something you play with, oh. Amen? Sex is a covenant between you and the Most High God. It's a covenant between you and the person. Now let me read a scripture in the Bible that is very frightening.
that those of you that are young, who are not married, will run away from premarital sex. Now, let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 12 to verse 20. All right, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 12 to verse 20. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God had both raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. Now, I know it's more than an hour now. Now let's understand what the Bible says. The Bible says that our bodies are the members of Christ. Means God paid the price and bought your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Should I then take the temple of God and make it the temple of a prostitute? Never! God says he that is joined to an harlot is one body. Now, it might not be harlot only. That gives us an information that the two of you, that gives us the better information of what the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 24. The Bible says, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. The process of cleaving is sex. Because it's after they cleave that they are one flesh. Now, the cleaving is the joining process. Now, it is through sex that you and your wife are truly joined together. Not through marriage. It is just a ceremony that God honors, because it's a proof that you have publicly announced it, that you want to take this lady as your wife. And you have announced that you want to take this young man as your husband. It is through sexual intercourse that you are truly joined together. Hello? 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 So this is all I want to talk about sex today. My advice for youths, teenagers, young adults, my advice for you, and all humanity, my advice for you is, if you are not married, stay clear from premarital sex. There are more dangers of premarital sex than what I've discussed. And if you are married, you must understand what sex is all about. Because maybe, young man, you have been sleeping with your wife forcefully. You have been forcing sex upon your wife. Most of you have slept with each other when you guys were not happy. And that has been the reason why your finances is tight. Maybe that has been the reason why your finances have been destroyed. You have to go and apologize to each other and never do that again. I want to pray for anyone under the sound of my voice. In this sensitive episode,
Ledo Shikaland Likro Sibranta Samada. Listen, I have been tempted by girls. Don't think that I have not been tempted. I am a young person. Don't think that I've never had the opportunity to commit fornication. Don't think that I never had the chance. Oh, Riza Tayamakaya. But if the Lord can help me by His word to stand firm, the Lord Jesus Christ will help you. I pray that the Lord will give you grace in the name of Jesus to stay clear from fornication. Hey, if you are a minister of God, hey, what's this? Listen to this warning. If you are a minister of God, this is God's warning to you. You have to be very careful. Allah secret number. If you are a minister of God, whether male or female, be careful about fornication. Oh, rati is anamadis. And if you are here and maybe in the past you have committed fornication, oh, Samantis and Ama Christos, maybe you were lured to it. Maybe you are an unbeliever by then. And now you just accepted the Lord Jesus. This Calandros Hebrastes goes. There is nothing that has been destroyed that the Lord Jesus Christ cannot put back together. There is nothing that has been destroyed that Jesus cannot arrange. There is no life that has been wasted that Jesus cannot put back together. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, don't lift up your hands. Except you are driving. This Samantis Zona. Maybe you have slept with someone. Maybe you are a Christian and you have slept with a particular lady. You have slept with a particular guy. Right here in your own words, I want you to speak wherever you are. I will not hear you, remember. Pray to God and ask Him for mercy right now. Right now, wherever you are. Wherever you are in the world, hearing the sound of my voice. Pray now and ask the Lord for mercy. And maybe you have slept with a girl in time past and have abandoned her. And maybe you have slept with a boy in time past and ran away from him because he was poor. The Sakia Skubradiska. Or for any reason, Ali Zanamasika Rokosta. I want to pray for a large group of people today. And maybe you are facing temptation. Maybe the temptation to have sex premaritally is very high on you. Lis kadazas, li prades koratias kadayanara, li karandoskes. Maybe you are here under the sound of my voice that you have temptations here and there. Side up, west, down, anywhere. There are temptations everywhere to have premarital sex. Everywhere. Every boy is tempted. You, every girl is tempting you. Everywhere there are temptations, and maybe you are trying to control yourself, but it seems difficult. Maybe you are into pornography. Maybe you are into masturbation. Lis karazistas, liprandos kitazama, likezora kistas. Maybe you have not slept with someone before, but maybe you have used sex toys. Lis karashtas, lis kaneskes. In the name of Jesus, I want to pray for you. Whether wherever you are, lift up your hands. Wherever you are in the world, in Nigeria, in Zambia, in UK, in Argentina, in Brazil, in the United States, in Mexico City, in South Africa, in Asia, in Pakistan, in Kazakhstan, in China, even if I don't mention your country, right now you can connect by faith. I pray for you right now in your own words. Begin to ask the Lord for mercies. Tell the Lord that you are sorry. Tell Jesus that you are sorry. Lis karandeskas, lis pranamestos, lis karantanamada, lis kameshanamades, lis karababababaskas, lis koshanamasgistos, lara puntalibra, lis kabantanisgestos, rata mandalabrastas, lis kerudalamasikarada, reda bananamandanamate, rakashanamandanamata, rekobaligesanamate, lis karanamatianamata, rakazanamata. Oh God, I ask for mercy on behalf of all of them all over the world. Listen, mercy, Tayaba. Maybe they have been this virgin. Maybe they have asked premarital sex. Oh, Rasika Tayamadi. Wherever commission you are, wherever state you are, if the temptations for sex primarily are too high on you, I make a declaration. That in the name of Jesus, Oreka Pashana Mada, Leskemi Zakona, Li Pratana Zana, Li Kaya Skudaya, I make a declaration that in the name of Jesus, the Lord will fend off, the Lord will send away anybody that have made himself a tool for the devil to use to tempt you. Li Karabrada, Ali Sanamade, Ali Zekiapata, in the spirit I can see, there are people the devil strategically positions to tempt you for premarital sex. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord disgrace them. May the Lord uproot them. Anyone that have been sent from the pit of hell to tempt you into lust, to seduce you and deceive you. In the name of Jesus, any boy that have been sent to deceive you, to seduce you, any girl that have been sent to seduce you, in the name of Jesus, I make a declaration over your lives. In the name of Jesus, may God disgrace them. May God uncover them. May God put them out of your lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray whatever you have lost due to premarital sex, may the Lord give you restoration. I decree that God have heard your prayers. In the name of Jesus, the Lord have mercy of you. May God forgive you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I believe and I declare in the name of Jesus that whatever curses you must have gotten around that sanama, whatever curses you must have gotten due to premarital sex, I make a declaration that in the name of Jesus, such curses are wiped away. Such curses are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, I make a declaration over your lives that by the power in the name of Jesus, I declare that if you are a mother, if you are a father and you have children who are in school, who are not around you, you have children who are going to school, you have children who are using cell phones, you have children, maybe you are a mother, I declare and I decree that in the name of Jesus, your children shall not have premarital sex. Your children shall not fall into that trap. In the name of Jesus, I make a declaration that may God give you grace. So stay clear from fornication, to stay clear from premarital sex, to stay clear from adultery. Maybe you are married, but you have temptation to sleep outside. I pray for you. May the Lord give you strength. May the Lord strengthen you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Whatever temptation you may be having, maybe it's from a staff, maybe it's from a boss, maybe it's from a teacher, may God disconnect you from anywhere, from anyone that wants to destroy your life through premarital sex, through fornication, through adultery. In the name of Jesus, I speak a word that you will be holy, you will be undefiled, least carabrastes. In the name of Jesus, and for those that are still virgins in this generation, I make a declaration that your virginity shall not be destroyed by the devil. In the name of Jesus, may God give you grace to stay pure, Karabatayada. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every one of us that is hearing this message today, by the power in the name of Jesus, may God give you grace. May God's grace abound to you. In the name of Jesus, I decree the Lord is with you. All grace abounds towards you. The Lord gives you grace. In the name of Jesus. Horika Sataragasta Namandish. Li Pranamanduzana Makuabata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Stay tuned for the sixth and last episode of the Love Series that will be ending tomorrow. To get our first five messages, go to our Telegram channel https://t.me/evangelist /evangelist global, or click on https://t.me/egmination. Or you can pick up your phone and send a WhatsApp message to +234 913 268 6582 to listen to more godly content and more godly messages like this. This is where I will end for now. Stay blessed in Jesus' name. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. God bless you all. Shalom.